I'm a teacher. I teach young children. And part of our national curriculum for teaching in England now says that we must give them a knowledge of all the main religions.
Correct.
I personally feel rather worried by this big burden, and I don't really feel I'm very equipped to be able to do this properly.
Right.
Do you feel we should leave it to the wiser people within those churches to make the religion?
I personally believe that this is an impossible task the government has taken upon itself. And it's a very societal decision. You see, there are two ways to teach someone's religion. One, by making an outside objective study and analyzing somebody's religion and reaching the truth from outside. Hindus may believe this is our religion, but someone else, you know, investigating at the sources of Hinduism, reading the source material, could reach a different conclusion altogether. Now, this is a way which is very scholarly, which requires patience and honest study at depth. But how many religions can you cover through that? Not even one.
No.
Because even in Buddhism, you think they are all one. By the 3rd century, they had already been divided into 18 major sects fighting with each other. And councils were held after centuries, and they could not reach a unanimous decision as to what Buddha was and what he taught. About Christianity, in different times of history, more than 700 sects had come into being. In Islam, currently, there are about 72 sects, plus minus. And in the past, many came into being and were buried in the graveyard of history. But they did come up. So how can you take up the journey of research into Christianity alone, leaving the other religions alone? It's impossible.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very, very, unfortunate decision made by the government under pressure from different religious factions, which they simply cannot cope with. The second way of finding one's religion is by reaching those leaders who head a religious sect within a religion. Then start your journey of teaching Christianity, so and so of Church of England considered Christianity to be this, Mr. Moon considered to be that, and so on and so forth. If you leave the cults out, they will protest. They say, what do you mean by calling us cult? We are true understanding of Christianity. A rigmarole of which you will never be able to extricate yourself. And if you go to Islam, that's a far more sensitive area. You present Islam in the, giving the viewpoint of Maududi alone, and the rest of the Muslims will be after your life. And if you try to depict Islam as Ahmadis, then you are bound to be stabbed if ever they can reach you. You see? That is a real danger. Don't do it.
I don't. I try not
Don't
to.
Touch this subject with a 10-foot pole.
Yeah. But do you feel that the children then should get it from their parents?
I'm coming to the end.
Yeah.
The simple answer to this question, as I once gave to one of your ex-finance minister of education, secretary of education. He happened to meet me at dinner, and this was the question raised by him to me as a religious leader: what's your advice? I said, my advice is don't touch it. Don't go into the doctrinal controversies at all, neither of Christianity nor of non-Christian religions. You tell the religious leaders, what are you doing here? What are you there for? You teach your own pupil what you are. The government has nothing to do with it. But one thing you must do, teach religious morality. And there you will find common ground with every religion. One concept of morality, the concept of morality in its absoluteness is the same. In minor details it differs. Yet it differs in a way that nobody else can object against it. For instance, Islam tells you that if you are hit, you have a right to hit back, but forgiveness is definitely better if it results in reformation, not otherwise. If you forgive to promote crime, you are not permitted to do that. If you forgive to promote reformation, that is what Allah loves. But if you insist on taking your revenge, do it only to the degree that you have been wronged, not a dot more. This is a teaching which could be owned or claimed by so many other religions. Even if they don't find it mentioned, as I have mentioned, in such minor detail, they would much rather go for owning this teaching. It's so beautiful, you know. So yes, this is our teaching as well. If the Christian church differs and say, no, our morality would be, if somebody slaps you on the right cheek, offer the left one, what objection can the Muslims or others have against this? They'll be mad if they object against this. So let the religion be taught at the level of morality, at the level of human relationship, decency, etc. And there'll be no problem. So you better give this idea voice among your fellow teachers and so on. I've been talking to many teachers before.
Yes, I'm sure.
But nothing much resulted because of the political pressures.
Yes.
You see, the Bradford people have a large presence of Muslims, and they are normally not amenable to the advice of the religious leaders. But when it comes to disorder and unruliness, then they always listen to them. So the riots take place and this and that, particularly when an issue is raised in the name of religion, that this is our right, this is your right, you are a citizen of Britain, you must be educated in your own religion. Then they all follow, whether they follow religion themselves or not, it's irrelevant, absolutely. Most of them do not follow Islam. It can be established 100%. False claims, you know, cruelty, usurpation, corruption, it just runs deep in their society. Telling lies is a daily experience, a vogue of life. In fact, it becomes fashionable now. The greater liar you are, the more likelihood you have of rising to a position of honor and dignity among your own people. Now, with that, they would demand that Islam should be taught to us at the expense of the government. But then what Islam? Which mullah is Islam? Will it be a Shia Islam or a Sunni Islam? Or the Islam of the subdivisions within Shiaism and Sunniism? This is a very, very unrealistic attitude, and stupid, I should say, if you forgive me using this expression. But I can't understand how government could succumb to these pressures which she cannot maintain.
No.
Right?
Thank you.
Yes, please.